The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is your life in balance? Your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual life? Does it sometimes feel that you're in need of a healing check? Welcome to Chella's Chat with host Chella Zappia. In the next hour, get ready for an honest discussion with special guest experts and contributions from you and other listeners. Now to get everything started, here is Chella.
Hey, this is Chella Zappia, and you're listening to Chella's Chat on Voice America's Health and Wellness Channel. This show is all about healing through inspiration and information, providing you with the information and tools you need to heal your life. So you can connect with me at chellazappia.com or email me at chellazappia@outlook.com. And I'd always love to get information, so please email me and ask me any questions that you'd like. So today's show is called Food. Do you know what's in yours? A discussion with Jane Dabu. And my guest, of course, is Jane Dabu. And Jane Dabu is a nationally board certified licensed acupuncturist with a diploma in acupuncture by the National Certification Commission for Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine. Jane is certified in advanced clinical training of nutrition response testing awarded by ULAN. If I said that wrong, Jane, correct me. Nutritional Systems, Inc. She is certified in auricular medicine, external Taoist Qigong healing, hypnotherapy, and acupoint injection therapy, as well as bioenergetics homeopathy. That is a mouthful. Before working in the holistic healthcare field, Jane worked at Turner Classic Movies. And it was during this time that Jane was diagnosed with cancer. Jane turned to acupuncture and oriental medicine and nutritional response testing to heal her body and her spirit. Through her healers, she discovered natural ways of healing, the world of alternative medicine, nutrition, and a renewed sense of spirituality. With a strong will to live, Jane worked hard to turn her destiny around. She integrated Eastern and Western medicine with nutrition, meditation, spirituality, counseling, and lifestyle changes to beat cancer, which she successfully did. Inspired by her journey and her team of wonderful healers, Jane knew she wanted to pay it forward and help others who were dealing with health challenges. She meditated and prayed, and her higher self guided her to acupuncture school. Jane attended East West College of Natural Medicine in Sarasota, Florida, and received her Master's of Science in Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine. She interned and worked at HealthSouth Rehabilitation Hospital as an acupuncturist, working on closed head trauma, stroke, and hip and knee replacement patients. After graduation, she moved back to Virginia to bring her knowledge to the Hampton Roads area. So Jane draws from her personal professional experience as an acupuncturist, and she combines different modalities of oriental medicine, herbal therapy, applied kinesiology, nutrition, lifestyle, counseling, exercise, spiritual healing, and meditation. And as a cancer survivor, she is deeply committed to and understands her patient's journey. And so she's right there with it, with them. And Jane Dabu's mission is to empower, enlighten, and nourish lives through education and serving humanity. And besides all of that, Jane is also a sister host of mine on Lotus Radio Nourishing Life, which is on Voice America's Health and Wellness Channel. So that is a mouthful before I even introduce her and speak to her. But we're really going to talk about food and what is in our food and what we're eating and trying to just break it down as best we can. And so what Jane and I have decided to do is we're going to start on my show and we're going to continue the conversation on Jane's show. So hopefully as you're listening to this, you have the time to not just listen to my show, but then continue on to listen to Jane's show. And if you can't listen to 2 hours straight, download either show because it's really important because it's a continuing conversation. So I'm going to just say briefly that Hippocrates was an ancient Greek and is referred to as the father of Western medicine. And he says, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. However, the problem is in our society today that food is not like in our grandparents' day. we don't really know what we're eating. We don't know because there's genetically modified foods. There's a lot of gluten in our food. There's chemicals. There's toxins, organic versus non-organic, what's natural, what's not natural. And this is where we're going to go with our two shows today. So, Jane, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Chella. Thanks for that wonderful introduction. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Well, I'm excited that you're here. And besides, I didn't tell everybody that besides all of those things, Jane is actually my practitioner. And since I have been seeing Jane personally, my life has really changed. My health is changing around constantly. And actually, we're going to start with nutritional response testing, also called NRT. And we're just starting there because, well, one, I'm going through the program. And it's a program which I'll have Jane explain to you. And it's really based on your body. And again, I'll have Jane explain that. But for me, before we even got into dealing with me right in the middle of the program, it starts out with questions and kind of like a pre-testing. And it's a kind of amazing that it revealed, that my own body revealed to Jane, that I had a lot of heavy metals, chemicals, parasites, as well as just my whole body is basically out of balance. And it just didn't happen overnight. This is an accumulation of years and years and years and years of being exposed to these kind of chemicals or heavy metals or whatever it was, or eating the foods I ate. Who knows how I got this way. But through this testing, I am slowly but surely turning my body around. So Jane, could you exactly explain what this is?
Oh, yes, Marcy. So nutrition response testing, basically it's a non-invasive system of which we can analyze a person's body so we can determine what the underlying causes of illness or disharmony or dysfunction are, or the non-optimum health of a person. And so it's going to be quite different from any other healing type of practice that you may have experienced. And basically, we have questions for the patient before and during the testing. And it's non-invasive because all we're doing is just testing the neurological reflexes of the body. So what that means, I'm just basically touching areas of the body. I do a body scan, you know, checking the brain, I check the eyes, I check all the organs, and I'm testing the muscles to see if they give me a weak or strong signal, basically. So, and it also includes not just, you know, the organs, but glands and joints and muscles and skin, hair, everything. And see, the whole basis is that underneath the body's reflexes, we get information because there's energy that flows and exists between all parts and all organs of the body. And it can be disrupted for a variety of reasons. And the disruption, we easily discover it with our testing. And what we're trying to find are any immune challenges, you know, if this person has come in contact with any viruses or bacteria or parasitic behavior or fungal in the past, we check for toxic chemicals. We also check people's scars. We also look for food sensitivities too, and those can disrupt the energy flows of all parts of the body and the organs and joints and glands. And it's basically based on, well, it goes way back. It was first demonstrated by German Tarchinoff in the late 1800s, and it led to the development of galvanic skin reflex. And recently, Robert Becker validated Luigi Galvani's 1794 quote-unquote current of injury, and this basically demonstrated that the skin over a salamander's broken leg measured the opposite polarity as compared to uninjured skin. So how does a salamander's broken leg have to do with us, right?
Yeah.
So what they found is that essentially organ dysfunction can be detected by the changes in polarity or skin resistance of the overlying tissue, you know, so if I'm putting my hand over, let's say, your stomach region and pressing on it, not hard, but there's a change in the polarity of the skin, you know, if it's more positive or negative. Remember, we have nerves that come to our skin, which tell us when there's pain, right? But you may not feel the pain, but the polarity of that skin, you know, the resistance, it changes the tissue there. Before you can even see any overt signs or feel any overt signs of dysfunction.
Right.
So it's very subtle. And so when there's markedly lower skin resistance that's measured there, okay, we call it therapy localization techniques. When we can find the weaknesses there, it will often precede the onset of a clinical disease by weeks, months, or years. So basically, it's the ideal technique in diagnosing illness at a very early stage. And it's a preventative treatment that, when you have these gentle interventions, can be successful in healing the deep underlying dysfunction. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And so, like, a question would be for me and maybe for the audience, you know, the reason that we're even talking about this with food is because, first of all, if you know, I mean, for me, I've gone 40-something years, you know, thinking that I'm taking pretty good care of myself. But as we see through this testing, you know, I have these things, I have chemicals and metals and, you know, and parasites, and it sounds like, ooh, horrible. But, you know, I'm not, obviously in the chart, there's a chart, like, you graph it and you see, you know, where a person's overall health is, and mine isn't like horrible or anything, but really it could be so much more improved. Is, you know, for people, I'm just thinking, you know, if you're feeling like it's a good place to start to maybe balance your body and get you back to some kind of optimal health. So if you're trying to change your nutrition and your diet and get very healthy, this is a great place to start. When I come into you and, you know, explaining like how you do this and you're able to, like you said, you touch certain parts of my body and my body's telling you like what I need. So every time I come into you, you know, like the different dosages. How does that work? How do you know what dosage of what I need to, basically I'm detoxing, correct?
Right. Well, when I'm checking you, I'm checking to see what are the weaker organs or weaker parts of the body. And so I'm already checking the polarity, right? So it shows me a weak muscle when I'm testing the response of the muscles. And so because that's weakened, remember, it's positive or negative. It's like magnets. So then I'm checking to see, okay, what is going to change the polarity of this? You know, will it make it more positive? Will it make it stronger? So I'm checking to see, okay, oh, look, it's metals, and that changes the polarities. Now, what in my remedies do I have that can also have that same strength, I guess? And so when I find it's, okay, it's metals that's causing a weakness in this particular organ, I go check my remedy, and if the remedy is something like, I don't know, metal cord, a homeopathic that I use, and I'll put it right there, right where the organ is, instead of that area testing weak, it will test strong, telling me this is a good remedy for this person. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to have to probably in the next segment, we'll probably talk about a particular case with a patient.
Yeah, but because that would like...
Yeah, that's basically it. It's just like magnets. You know, what will change the polarity? What will make it stronger versus weaker? So a weak response, not good. Strong response, good. So that's basically it.
And again, as we're getting ready, of course, for break already, and I'm going to have Jane let you know how to find her. The question as come back to break will also be, you know, is it ever too late to do something like change your body around? So, but we're getting ready for break. So, Jane, how can people find you?
Well, you could always find me at lotusacupuncturclinic.com. You can also check us out on Facebook at Lotus Acupuncture Clinic. And you could also email us at info@lahhc.com. You could also check out the radio show after your show.
Right, exactly. Right after Chella's chat. And I am Chella Zappia. You can find me at chellazappia.com. And we'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
tune in to Live Well with Blair Gorsuch, along with his co-hosts, Debbie and Ashley, for some of the best health information that you never knew existed. Blair is the wellness director for IPMR, the Institute of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. Along with the expertise of specialists at IPMR, we will bring you the most comprehensive health information each week, including physical and other types of therapy, mental health, and general health. Live Well can be heard every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Health and Wellness. Every day we face struggles and issues concerning addiction, whether it's ourselves, family members, friends, or other loved ones. On Overcoming Addiction, Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment, Dr. Joe Terhar helps us all better understand the causes and approaches to addressing addiction with the knowledge that no single approach is 100% effective. From guest experts, families, and addicts, you'll hear about what is and is not working in overcoming addiction. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Chella's Chat. To reach Chella Zappia or today's guest, please call into the show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to chellazappia@outlook.com. Now, back to Chella's Chat.
We are back to Chella's Chat, and we are talking to Jane Dabu today about food and what is in our food, and kind of just going along and educating people. But we really started out talking, first of all, about nutrition response testing, which is a program I'm going through and something that Jane does work with her patients with. And we won't talk a lot more about it, but Jane, I do have a question. Is it ever too late for somebody who might be listening to this and thinking, you know, I'm already such and such years old and I've been doing this my whole life and I really want to change around, but is this program, would this help me because I'm, you know, I've already done this so long? Is it too late?
No, it's never too late. If you think about it, you know, we've accumulated so many toxins in our lifetime, you know, why not go ahead and try to clean? It's like spring cleaning. Clean yourself out. Detox yourself and you'll feel so much better. You'll sleep better. The aches and pains will lessen or go away, the severity, the frequency. I've seen lots of people, my practice from 1 month-year old to 92 years old, doesn't really matter. It's whenever the person is ready to change and they just want something better for themselves. They want optimum health. Even those that are eating really well, they want to feel even better to keep up with their grandchildren, you know, so it really doesn't matter. And it's wonderful. A lot of people have lost weight doing this, just doing small, minor changes in their diet. And it's amazing, you know, what people have, the miracles that have happened.
That you see. Yeah. Do you have any stories that stick out in your mind of somebody that came in really with something that was kind of big and you saw a big change in them just doing this program?
Yes, absolutely. I have a patient in mind. She came to me a few years ago, and it was the beginning of the year, so I guess she really wanted a change, and she came with me with pain all over, so basically fibromyalgia is what she had. And, you know, we went ahead, we figured out what was going on, and she would always write a food journal down for me every week, and that's what we do as part of the program, so I can help people make some changes in their food. I'm not going to say it's dieting per se, it's just eat for your condition, so I can see which foods are triggering more of a pain response in her body. You know, we don't want that.
Right.
So when I figured out what toxins, whether it was metals, chemicals, I can't remember exactly which, you know, but I know she had a lot of food sensitivities. So, you know, instead of taking everything away from her, I just said, hey, let's just start with one change at a time. It's a very gradient change, you know, because it's the program is over anywhere from 12 to 18 weeks long. But it's it's good because it's not overwhelming for a person to make one small change a week, right?
Right.
So long story short, we did acupuncture, herbal medicine, we did homeopathic, we did a nutritional response testing, we did nutritional supplementation. And basically, all of her fibromyalgia pain was pretty much gone within, it kept lessening week by week. But when it finally was all gone, probably within 3 months, it was all gone. There's just twinges here and there. Not only that, but she had a skin issue on her legs. That also went away, and she lost, I think now to this date, she's my maintenance patient. She's lost probably like 20, maybe 30 pounds already. So
wow.
She looks great. And not only that, but her hair was thinning. So her hair started to grow back. And before, I remember her hair was more of a dullish kind of brownish, maybe kind of blondish hair. But now it's grown back. It's fuller and it's like blonder.
Wow.
So more blonde.
Oh, wow.
There's blonde.
Hope.
There is hope. And she looks... She looks younger, and she's in her 60s, too.
So that's awesome. And I will say, when you're talking about fibromyalgia, because I think that's one of those diseases that it's one of those catch-all, at least in my opinion, people, the doctors don't really know what it is, and they don't know how to really deal with it or what to do. So they give you a pill, and they tell you you have fibromyalgia, and it's like, that's your diagnosis, and like right. You're doomed. And the thing is, I've heard before, not just with what you just said, but I've heard with other people who have really fought against this diagnosis when they changed their nutrition, and it might have been taking all gluten out, it might have, whatever it was, really changed their nutrition, all of a sudden their pain went away. So, you know, anybody out there that's really struggling with pain or things that they just don't want to have to take a pill for or live like this every day, you know, there's help out there. There are practitioners like Jane who can help you, or just try, if you can't do that, try eliminating certain food from your diet, or adding certain food to your diet that maybe you're not getting enough of, such as green leafy vegetables or organic fruits or whatever it is, maybe some nuts or more protein. And I will say, coming into Jane, and I'm still in the fourth or fifth week of this, but I mean, you've noticed with me just even certain comments you make to me, like, oh, your skin looks better.
Yeah.
I feel better. Now, you do go through ups and downs a little bit because you are kind of detoxing. You know, I've had some days where I'm like, oh, and then other days I feel really up. But the biggest thing is, I know, like, sugar for me, I mean, we all liked it. I'm really not craving it like I was, you know? I mean, I was probably eating a lot, not a lot of sugar, but more than I needed to. And now, like, the biggest thing I do really is I'll sneak a little piece of dark chocolate here and there. And then I got to write out my food journal and come in shaking my hands going, all right, here, read the food journal. Don't yell at me.
There's no yelling.
No yelling. She's really good. But I mean, like she's saying, you can't give up everything at one time. It's pretty... I mean, if you were to go into somebody and they said, okay, just stop all this. And that happened to me when I was very ill, 6 years ago, my body broke down. And then I found out I had a blood test, and they said, oh, you're allergic to everything. And now I'm like 90 something pounds because I'm so sick. And they're saying, stop everything. And I was like, are you kidding? Like, I can't, you know? And so I was even more stressed out. That's not the way to do it. So doing a program like this is awesome.
Yeah.
So thank you for speaking on that. And just briefly talking about, being your own advocate, you know, one size fits all theory. No, one size does not fit all. Everybody needs different treatments. Everybody's body's different. So Western medicine looks at the symptoms, a lot of times prescribes a pill. Maybe that's what you feel like you need. But holistic medicine looks for the cause. It really dives down deeply into the cause of what's going on. And that's incredibly important. So where should we dive in here?
One size fits all. Well, like, I just want to say one thing about that. I can't stand it sometimes when people just come to me and say, just give me one thing, just one thing to take all of it away. I think that's just a fantasy. I don't think anybody has anything that can take all your pain away, all of your troubles away. I just think it's unrealistic. You know, you have to figure out why and what's going on here and there. And that's why in Chinese medicine, we have different patterns of disease. Like I had said earlier in one of my shows, let's take, for example, Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's right. can have seven different patterns, but when you look at traditional medicine, they'll just give you one drug, and that may work, but not for all the seven different types of Alzheimer's. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But, and so you have to figure out what's going on with that person, because we're all so different. And if you don't, you know, do that, then obviously you'll have all these side effects. And not to talk back about nutritional response testing, but it's designed clinical nutrition is especially prepared for you based on a specific plan of why you're there.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And when you do that, that's when you have the success with the patient and they understand. You understand what your triggers are. What are triggers for you may not trigger me. So how can we just have, you know, a very generic plan for everybody? You know, you can take some of these plans, but you have to modify them all the time for every person that you come mm-hmm. in contact with. I think it's very important, you know?
I love that. And I think, like you said, you know, another thing for people to know, organic healing yourself holistically, taking the time to do this takes time. A lot of people don't want to take the time, but we have one life on this earth, right? And one body. And, you know, when we're younger, we think we're invincible. But as we get older, we start to wreak the havoc of what we've done when we were younger. So my philosophy is really like, for me to have a great life, I want to be rocking when I'm 70, 80, and 90 years old. I want to keep going. I want to do my thing. Like, to me, that's, you know, life. I don't want to put a number on it. There's no like, oh, once I'm this age, I'm sitting in a chair. So I'm going to put the work in, and I hope that people listening also care enough about their bodies and for their family. If you have a family living with you, you know, what are your children eating, you know? And so we're going to go into, I know we're only jumping into this a little bit before our next break, but talking about really going into a little bit about organic, conventional versus organic. You know, the word organic refers to the way farmers grow and process agricultural products such as fruits, vegetables, grains, dairy products, and meat. And organic farming practices are designed to encourage soil and water conservation and reduce pollution, where farmers who grow organic produce and meat don't use conventional methods to fertilize, control weeds, or prevent livestock disease. For example, rather than using chemical weed killers, organic farmers may conduct more sophisticated crop rotations or spread mulch or manure to keep the weeds at bay. And I have a list of some just kind of like conventional versus organic. You know, conventional is apply the chemical fertilizers to promote plant growth, and organic is apply natural fertilizers such as manure or compost. You know, conventional spray synthetic insecticides to reduce pests and disease, and organic is spray pesticides from natural sources. Conventional is using synthetic herbicides to manage weeds, and organic is use environmentally generated plant killing compounds and rotating crops. And conventional might be giving animals antibiotics and growth hormones and medications, and organic is give animals organic feed and allow them to access to the outdoors, and so on and so forth. So I want to jump into that a little bit more when we come back from break, because I think it's important for people to know a little bit about organic versus non-organic and why it's important to eat it, and if they can't really afford everything organic, what are the foods that they should be looking at organically? And Jane, again, how can people reach you, especially if they have questions about what we just talked about?
Oh, yes. Well, you can go check us out on our website at lotusacupunctureclinic.com. And you could also email us at info@lahhc.com. And we're also on Facebook at Lotus Acupuncture Clinic. So just find us there.
And find her, and she's got a great radio show, too. And I'm Chella Zappia at chellazappia.com. And you can locate me on Facebook at Marcella Zappia. And getting ready to go to break, and we'll be back in a moment.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Holy hormones, honey! Every week, this groundbreaking radio show brings you insight about hormone fluctuations, addressing the core biological issues that cause mood disorders, and offers a general support center for women everywhere at any stage in their lives.
Host Leslie Carroll Botha has the passion and drive to help you make informed decisions about your well-being and reclaim your life. Holy Hormones, Honey, sponsored by True Hope Incorporated, the leaders in brain health, is broadcast live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on Voice America Health and Wellness. You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with your host, Jeannie Schmidt, along with Lucy and Madeline. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Chella's Chat. To reach Chella Zappia or today's guest, please call into the show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to chellazappia@outlook.com. Now, back to Chella's Chat.
And we're back. It's Chella Zappia. And again, we have Jane Dabu on. And we're speaking about food. And before break, we were speaking about organic, conventional versus organic, and why, you know, what's the difference in these two practices, and perhaps what you need to know as a consumer. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the different kind of foods that you should, if you're going to purchase organic foods, what organic foods should you really purchase? So, going back a little bit to, I just read off a list of some differences between conventional and organic in the way that farmers fertilize and plant, and also with animals, with antibiotics and growth hormones and medications, as opposed to the animals that, you know, eat organic feed and have access to the outdoors. In the U.S., the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, has established an organic certification program that requires all organic food to meet strict government standards. And these standards regulate how such foods are grown, handled, and processed. So any product labeled as organic must be USDA certified. If a food bears a USDA organic label, it means it's produced and processed according to the USDA standards. The seal is voluntary, but many organic producers use it. Products that are completely organic, such as fruits, vegetables, eggs, or other single ingredient foods, are labeled 100% organic and can carry the USDA seal. To use 100% organic, this phrase, on any kind of labeling, the products must either be completely organic or made of all organic materials or ingredients, so that you know what you're getting. It's a very strict standard to say organic. You know, if it says organic, it has to, in our country, it has to go through rigorous requirements. So a lot of people say, well, I can't afford organic food. And I know that it is, you go to a grocery store, your organic food generally is more expensive than conventional food. There are other alternatives, especially if you're living in areas that have, say, farmers markets, local farmers growing their foods, and you know for a fact that, you know, they're not using chemical pesticides, or that how they're treating their animals. I mean, these things can be found out. So I always encourage, you know, buy locally if you can. And that is, there's a list, like in this area, I know that you can pull up a list of the farmers and the areas in this area that has the organic foods and how they treat their animals. But if you can't afford to buy mostly organic, I don't know, Jane, do you know, what foods would you suggest that people definitely must buy organic if they're going to do that?
Oh, no, that's a really good question. There's a lot of foods that come to mind. We could talk forever, but definitely some major ones that come to mind right away. A beef, for sure, because of hormones, you know, having had an estrogen dominant cancer, I'm very, very leery of any foods that contain hormones in it. So, and it's not just because I had cancer. I think for anybody, you know, if you don't want to mess with your hormonal levels, stay away from those foods. So hormone-free beef, mm-hmm. hormone-free meats for sure. I believe the European Union actually banned all hormones in beef, I believe.
I think so, yes. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm pretty sure, yes, that they buy our beef, from what I understand.
Yeah, so beef for sure. Potatoes, I believe they have the highest pesticide content. Most of the conventionally grown ones have the highest pesticide content among fruits and veggies. And I think the USDA discovered about 81% of potatoes this was in 2006 though, contain pesticides even after being washed and peeled.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So potatoes and I don't know if you're a big potato eater, but that's kind of important.
Well, and think about all the potatoes at fast food restaurants too.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, French fries, you know, absolutely. People are eating restaurant. I mean, I shouldn't be eating fast food anyway, but I'm saying, you know, and then of course you got the burger. So, oh, yeah. You know,
then you have
but yeah, I think potatoes are huge in this country. I mean, we're very much a meat and potato country.
Yeah, exactly. Well, milk again, because of, you know, the hormones and all that stuff. And they're given recombinant bovine growth hormone, which I believe is also banned in also the European Union and Canada. And although, you know, there is the scientific evidence, you know, we haven't had like 50 years of studies yet or anything. I believe that the American Cancer Society has determined a potential harm to humans, but it's inconclusive. But still, there are some causes of adverse health effects in the cows. So if it's causing some weird things in the cows, what about you?
Mm-hmm. You know, and talking about milk, then people might say, well, but I have kids and, you know, and they drink milk. So some solutions there might be organic milk. I do buy organic milk for my kids, who are not really kids anymore, they're adults, but they still live here. So, mm-hmm. and but for myself personally, I don't drink milk, so I drink almond milk, which to me tastes awesome, and it has a lot of calcium in it, and that is what I use if I'm going to eat anything that requires milk. Jane, I know some people might say, "What about soy milk? What's your take on that?"
Soy also. Now that's we're going to talk about that soon, but soy, I would kind of stay away from soy as well.
Okay. So in the milks, if you stay away from maybe conventional milk, but maybe organic milk if you have to, or almond milk. I don't know if there's any. Almond. There's rice milk.
Yeah, there's like coconut milk. There's other coconut things. Mm-hmm. Apples also, even though it's, you know, they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. However, the peel is where the pesticides accumulate. So, you know, if you can try to get apples as organic as possible, really, really, really clean, clean apples, you know, it would be important. Strawberries is another one for sure. Oh my goodness. Strawberries, obviously, because, you know, the skin, it's very fleshy and sensitive. So pesticides easily, you know, can be absorbed into it. And peaches, mm-hmm. strawberries, peaches, high.
Let's go backwards. You and I working on doing this show, we came upon a picture, correct? That was so telling. Do you want to talk about that picture regarding strawberries?
Yeah, it was. Was it Food Inc.? I believe.
I believe so.
Yeah, there's a picture of people in their. It looked like astronaut spacesuits, but they were spraying. They were spraying pesticides, fungicides on all the strawberries. So I'm looking at that picture, going, I wouldn't want to eat those strawberries if people have to wear those suits to spray that stuff on there, you know, and
right. Well, how scary. In other words, they're out there in these suits with their heads covered and everything else. They look like spacesuits, like you said, in the field spraying these chemicals on strawberries. You know, you think so happy and good for you. Strawberries, I mean, Listen, strawberries have been, there's a recent study that came out that strawberries have been shown to fight esophageal cancer. I mean, they're, you know, the strawberries are really healthy for you and can help heal diseases. However, you have to eat organic strawberries. You cannot eat a strawberry laden with pesticides. I mean, you cannot, there's no way you're going to get all that off. So this is another reason why, you know, you're thinking I'm eating a strawberry, but now you're eating the chemicals, right?
Right. Yeah. And some people don't even wash their fruits and vegetables. You really need to wash your stuff. You know, the grocery stores aren't going to wash it. And so many hands have been on it. I mean, people, please wash your food before you eat it. Also, kale and spinach. Also, I love kale and I love spinach, but they have, I believe the USDA study found that 58%, 58 pesticide residues are usually contained in spinach.
Wow.
So, yeah. And sometimes they're often sprayed with more than 20 kinds of pesticides before they're tossed into our salads and cooked in our omelets. So,
are you kidding me? And again, here's spinach, such a very healthy food. One of the top greens you should eat, as well as kale. And if you're not getting it organically, broccoli too, correct?
Oh yeah, broccoli or kale, broccoli, grapes is another one too. Obviously, you know, because it's soft and fleshy. Mm-hmm. So those are the ones off the top of my head right now that I'm thinking of. You know, but just try to, you said earlier that, you know, buying organic, oh, it's so expensive. Well, what's it going to cost you later on down the line?
Right.
5 years later. And I've seen this with many patients of mine. You know, what's it going to cost? Okay, so the strawberries are 99 cents here and maybe they're $1.23 over here. So it's just a few cents off. But later on, 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the line, here you are spending lots of money on your health. You know?
Exactly. Exactly. So again, it's like pay now, pay later, you know.
What's your health worth? What is your health worth? Is it a priority to you? It really depends on what your priority is in life, you know.
Yeah, you know, and again, if we're feeling really good and especially when we're younger and we feel like, hey, I'm on top of the world, this stuff will never happen to me. Well, it will catch up to you sooner or later. And again, it's educating. And if I knew then what I know now, those famous last words, if I knew what I do know now, when I raised my children were born in the early 90s, I didn't know this stuff. I had no idea that, you know, and I also know back then the food wasn't as full of, I know the chemicals and everything were there, but, you know, the GMOs and everything we talk about now are so much even more prevalent now. But already back then, you know, the foods that I was feeding my children probably were not healthy, but I didn't know any better. So, you know, we have the internet, we have education, be educated. There's shows like this, you know, get knowledge, get on the internet, go to the library, do your research, and listen to your body and know what you're putting in it. And so getting ready for a last break here. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. So, again, you can find Jane. How can they find you?
At lotusacupunctureclinic.com, or you can email us at info@lahhc.com. We're also on Facebook at Lotus Acupuncture Clinic.
Check out Jane's websites and, again, try to get in touch with her if you have any questions. She's phenomenal at what she does, very talented and skilled, and I'm so blessed she's my practitioner. And, again, I'm Chella Zappia, chellazappia.com. You can find me or email me at chellazappia@outlook.com, and we're going to break.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Tune into Lotus Radio, Nourishing Life with Jane Dabu. Every week for everything you need to take personal responsibility in your quest for optimal health. We'll discuss topics pertaining to alternative medicine, as well as answer your questions about diseases, health, mental and emotional conditions, and spirituality. Our guest experts include researchers, medical professionals, and advocates. Lotus Radio can be heard live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
If you have cancer, there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. While many medical professionals can give us some of the answers, there are many more unanswered questions that can't always be answered to our satisfaction. Listen for Cancer Concepts and Compliments with Dr. James Belanger. We'll discuss the tests, the compromised immune system, how cancer grows, and what natural medicines could be added to conventional therapies that may help keep it at bay. Cancer Concepts and Compliments airs live every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Chella's Chat. To reach Chella Zappia or today's guest, please call into the show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to chellazappia@outlook.com. Now, back to Chella's Chat.
And we're back to Chella's Chat, and we are on the last segment, and it's gone so quickly. So thank goodness we're going to be continuing the conversation on Lotus Radio. So I was talking to Jane about organics, food, and we were talking about foods that you should really think about buying organically while you're out at the grocery store as opposed to conventionally. And Jane, I know that there's more food on the list.
Yeah, and I'll just list these out really quick, and we all know why, you must pray. Buy these organic, since we've already belabored that earlier. But celery, you've got to look out for sweet bell peppers, summer squash, hot peppers, tomatoes, imported nectarines, cucumbers. So those are other ones off the top of my head that I was thinking. I'm sure there's more.
That's a whole salad right there. I mean, that's my whole salad, which I have planned for dinner tonight. So, but thankfully, I did buy organic because. Yeah, I've done my homework and
because
research.
You're worth it, right? You're healthy.
I am worth it. And I've decided, and again, on my healing journey for people who follow me and listen to me, part of my healing journey is obviously to be healthy in every way. I can't heal my mental, emotional, and spiritual life and have my physical body crap out on me. So,
right.
I it's really important, think about where you invest your money. A lot of people say, well, I can't afford to do this and that. Well, yeah, you probably can. You just have to think about maybe budgeting your money differently. Maybe what you thought is so important isn't as important as what you should be spending your money on. So we're going to go really quickly into this, but this is probably going to go over into Jane's show because this is another long conversation somewhat. But we're going to talk about natural food. Now, we just talked about organic, and no, natural and organic are not interchangeable terms. You may see natural and other terms such as all natural, free range, or hormone free on food labels. And these are descriptions, and they must be truthful, but don't confuse them with the term organic. So only foods that are grown and processed according to USDA organic standards can be labeled as such. But for an example, many cereals are labeled natural, quote unquote natural, but they're using conventionally grown grains and or genetically modified organisms, GMOs is the short term for that, that are prolific in grains like corn, soy, wheat, or oats. And many of these brands are made by big corporate producers, and I won't even name them, but you can guess. And so you see in the word natural, and I think it's very deceiving. It's all about deceiving marketing and labeling to, when you see natural, you think, oh, this is good and healthy for me. So we're going to give you some ideas of where natural ingredients are not healthy for people to eat. And we're going to kind of go far out on the limb on some of this stuff. But just to give you an idea of just because it's quote unquote natural doesn't mean it's something you should put in your body. Jane, I don't know, but you and I have discussed Premarin, for example. I mean, that's something that millions of women are on. So let's just jump into that a little bit.
Right. Well, this will probably have to continue into another show. Now, we know that Premarin is used as, it's basically used for, they're conjugated estrogens, which are obtained from the urine of pregnant mares. So pregnant mares, urine, Premarin, PMU for short. So that's how they got the name. So, you know, basically has a long history. And there's been so many studies about it. And I mean, I was even looking at the Health Harvard EDU, a primer on hormone therapy, and they're talking about Premarin. But it actually has some serious health effects long term, and I don't know if the risks of long term actually outweigh the benefits of people who go through menopause. You know, so I know as a result, there were many women in a particular study that were told to stop taking the medication, and that I think the researchers found that over 6 million people on that medication should reconsider their decision with their doctors. And, you know, I know that it can cause, some more problems with risk of stroke, dementia, a risk of cancer, blood clots, gallbladder disease, heart disease, osteoporosis, and colon cancer. So are the long-term uses of it, you know, the risks of it more beneficial? You know, does it outweigh what you're using it for now? And that's why I want people to think about other alternatives, because, I don't know, pregnant horse urine, pregnant mare's horse urine. I don't know if I could take that.
Well,
it's natural, yes.
Yeah.
But this
goes back to the conversation of not one size fits all, and to be your own advocate. You go, you're having problems, you're in menopause, and so right away, Western doctors go, here, take this. Because why? The big pharmaceutical companies push this a lot of times. I mean, they push it on the doctors to push it on the patients, you know, and it's all about big money. I mean, it's the bottom line. So here you are, you know, taking this pill. One size does not fit all. And it's just the bottom line. And you're taking something that has horse urine in it. I mean, not only is it unethical, of course, that's a whole story in itself, to the horses, the animals that are being used for this. I mean, there's horrible stories about this, but we're talking about a pill with horse urine in it, putting it in a woman's body and saying, this will help you with your menopause symptoms. Is that just crazy? I mean, how many women are listening right now that may be on it or know somebody that is? Really do your research. There are so many other ways to deal with your hormones naturally. So many. And, you know, and including going to like see somebody like Jane, who can help you through even acupuncture. You know, there's
oriental medicine. We have so many things for menopausal women. So go find an acupuncturist, everybody. Find a great herbalist, and they can definitely help you through this. And also food. Food will help you. So really,
because society jumps at the pill, right? Because, and it's, you know, it's not everybody's fault. This is what a lot of people have been led to believe. It's the white coat syndrome. You know, the doctor says it's good. I want to believe them. But Premarin, I guess this was, and we won't have time to go into other ones as we're going to continue this conversation in the next show. But Premarin, again, like we're saying, horse urine is natural. You know what I mean?
It is natural. But yeah. Is it? The long-term effects of it, not so great. I don't think we are meant to have horse urine in our body.
No, you got to think, where did that come from? Like, I don't know. Somebody woke up one day and said, oh, I know, horse urine. Let's put that in a pill and market it to women. Come on, really?
Yeah.
So, and I know there's a whole story behind that as well, but this is just food for thought. Everybody, again, as we're getting really close to the end of the show, we're going to continue this conversation on Lotus Radio Nourishing Life, which is the next show. And I hope that you listen to both, because we're going to continue this conversation, also get into some GMO conversation about genetically modified and what is it and why is that so bad for you. So I'm so happy you were on my show, Jane. It went way too fast, but it was fun. And I think there's some good information out there. And please, people, call in. I mean, do you have any last words?
Oh, goodness. Research, research, research. Don't take everything at face value. Understand what you're putting in your body, because you only have one body. That's it. Take care of your body. It's your temple.
Body is your temple. Exactly. And take it from somebody like Jane, who has had cancer and fought her way back from that. Or for me, that body has totally failed. And because I went to the doctor after doctor and nobody could help me. And I was so scared. And then, of course, everything else in my life from my story and where I ended up was not good. But again, you know, I wasn't educated. I didn't know. So now I am. I will never be uneducated again. So again, Jane, last time, please throw out there how people can find you.
LotusAcupunctureClinic.com. Check us on Facebook at Lotus Acupuncture Clinic. And you can email us at info@lahhc.com. So thanks so much for having me, Chella. I really enjoyed being on your show.
Well, good. I'm so glad you were. And I think we have enough material for several shows. So again, you can get me at ChellaZappia.com or ChellaZappia@Outlook.com or check me out on Facebook at Marcella Zappia. I really, really love for you to connect and listen and get your feedback so we know that the information we're putting out is information that is useful to you and helping you. And so until next time, just continue healing and be inspired to heal. Thank you.
Thank you again for being part of the show. Chella's Chat featuring Chella Zappia can be heard live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. This week, find your balance.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.